Hello.
Hello, my name is Jacob. My phone call from Columbia University Cyber Program. Recorded fine. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, of course. I'm Rochelle from the boot camp in partnership with edX. I'm happy to kind of walk you through the course and help you see if it's a good fit.
Okay, that was quick. I signed up 5 minutes ago. Less, probably. Okay.
Give me a little background about you. What's got you interested in the course, possibly? I'll go over our schedule, tuition, and next steps with you as well.
Yeah, I'm a CPA, and I worked in research development consulting for taxes for 3 years. And then in the pandemic, I learned coding, and I was a cybersecurity minor at my old career. I worked on clients with that. I actually wrote a cybersecurity research paper that got published on Bloomberg Tax newspaper. So I do have some exposure, and I see it as a growing field. And I was actually recruited by the Marines based on graduate courses I took for my CPA. The Marines were going to have me do cybersecurity because I tested well enough. But I ultimately decided not to because it was a extensive process going into the Marines. Obviously, but that's my experience.
Well, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Did you get trained as a CPA as well, or what did that look like getting into it?
I had 4 years institution at SUNY Binghamton for that,
okay.
And then I had to take graduate level courses to finish that certification, but it was 4 tests. I'm certified with New York.
Awesome. That's great.
Thank you.
Well, as far as where do you see yourself going? Do you want to work in cyber full-time or just kind of add this on to what you already do?
Full-time or partial contracting, either one really. I would like a course that can give to or as close with guaranteed placement for a job, whether part-time or full-time. I know some boot camps offer that, and that's a big make or break for my decision.
Yeah, for sure. As far as going into it, do you have a preference as to online work or...
Yeah, I actually would prefer online, but I can go into the campus in New York since I am geographically within about an hour commute, maybe more, but I would prefer online, or I am open to hybrid also.
Yeah. I will say as far as, you know, the course, it's completely online. There's no in-person outreach.
Oh, that is perfect.
yeah, so that's a positive thing. As far as the jobs, you know,
yeah.
Cyber tended to be more online anyway before COVID because you don't have to be there to work on the, you know, the software, of course.
Yeah.
But since COVID, there's definitely a lot of online opportunities. And if they are in person, often they're hybrid.
Okay.
Now, walking through this, one thing I do like to ask is, it sounds like job placement, you know, getting in the field.
That's the criteria, yeah. A job is really, because I've been out of work, to be honest, for 2.5, 3 years at this point, which is what I spent to learn software, and I got a bunch of skills in, so I know Java, Python, C, but a job is really why I'd be doing this. And my passion for cyber.
Did you take a boot camp to learn that, or did you
go? No, I can learn anything I need to based on online materials, so this would really be for the job placement, but also the brand name of, I mean, it's associated with Columbia, the Ivy League, correct? I know not the undergrad university, but I think it's a good name amongst others I've seen advertised.
Yeah, for sure. Basically, this is a partnership between Columbia University and a company called edX. Basically,
yeah.
What we did was found out that 2- and 4-year degrees weren't necessarily getting people jobs anymore.
Yeah, they're not.
A lot of research in the field.
Yeah, I know.
No, and it was kind of interesting to see, but it was that, you know, sort of you have to have experience to get experience.
Yeah. I know people who have taken boot camps anywhere from software to data and even finance, so, or training, so I know about boot camps. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of that model where, yeah, you know, could be like you're in the real world.
Cool.
I describe it like a trade school meets an undergrad degree.
Perfect.
Now, is there anything else you want to have on our minds as we go through this? Sounds like you've got a degree. You've also been working towards different things in your career, just kind of improving your tech.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I was just wondering more about the guaranteed job, if I can have a confirmed answer one way or another. But on my perspective, aside from being like multifaceted or talented, like with just tech, my father was a vice president of software at Lehman as it went out of business. So he was in 9/11, he got brain cancer from that and died shortly after. And we lost all of our stock, like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. But yeah, he taught himself software. And I think he did a boot camp or graduate level course at NYU, which is what helped start his career. And I mean, education, I have very well-rounded with engineering, and as I said, the R&D consulting. I have plenty of experience with the sciences and engineering, so just the guaranteed job is really the decider for me. Can you provide clarity on how, if there's any type of like network or what I would, opportunities for getting a job based on doing your course?
Yeah, for sure. We'll go over career services first.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Overall,
career services.
Their program pretty much has two arms besides the, you know, the classes going through. Mm. We've got other pieces. This one is the academic support to help you teach through the course. Because kind of 2 years thinking right now about experience and things like that. We do teach you to beginners. So you do just have to have a high school degree or GED and be over 18.
I'm a CPA, so.
Assessment that you have to pass.
Yeah.
It is logic and problem solving. It's not trying to test.
Yeah. And I know software, so that would be okay.
Okay.
And I got into the cyber program based on the military's like preliminary test too, and it was logic type. So.
And that's a good thing, you know. You could, I don't see that being a barrier. So that's kind of to say, we, you know, we teach you to beginners. As far as what you have going through, as far as career services,
yeah,
there's no guaranteed placement. Mm.
Is it? I thought it was an in-demand growing field.
It is an in-demand growing field, but it's still competitive, right?
Yeah.
There's great salaries out there. It's not something guaranteed.
Well, I'm not looking for, like, plus, well, it would be six figures, I guess. I'm not looking for six, even low six figures, but, like, even, like, a 60 to 80K job. Like, I know some boot camps do guarantee job like within a year, or it's something like you either don't have to pay or those facilities. Is there a dog? Yeah.
Walking through the course, majority of our students are in the field of cybersecurity within the year, so it's definitely a positive thing if we see.
By majority, like 60% or 90%?
So, one thing we will talk about is that we don't have specific stats on that, just like 9 out of 10.
Really?
We really don't.
Isn't it Columbia?
One reason why we don't is because of most of the time, actually 100% of the time, you can make those stats, right? When you see boot camps doing those, they say, oh, 9 out of 10 students replaced.
Well, that doesn't sound good. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it being fudged, but I thought the like DeVry or something.
That is, they make the stats for that, right? So
part okay.
Of that is a lot of times when you read the preamble of these programs that say, you know, we give you guaranteed job, it's very small percentage of people that they consider to be job ready in the end.
Really?
Not really like that. Yeah, absolutely.
What? Okay.
I see ads too for places that are like, hey, you know, get paid to code, and you know, and we'll pay you to code, and it'll be free until you get a job. Like,
yeah. What is the pricing for the institution? How much is the 6 months or whatever? How much total?
Yeah, let's go over it now.
Yeah.
Our next cohort actually starts May 8th. And
okay.
And run through November 1st.
Okay. That actually works well. Yeah.
Okay. Days of class for that are live on Zoom. Like I said, there's no in-person element.
How much homework?
It's about 15 to 20 hours a week.
Okay. And how many hours of course a week? Like lectures or?
Yeah, it's about 9 hours. So
oh, that's not, days. That's like regular college.
Yeah, so Mondays, okay. Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Oh, nice. 3 days a week. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Now, everything all included is $15,495.
Okay. Yeah.
Paying back, there's no interest.
Yeah.
Since you can't pay up front, if you're able to do that, it is a little bit discount, $1,000 off.
Oh, okay.
So you can use the cost and pay over the 6 months of the course interest free. So that's an option.
Are there financial aids available or in any way?
No, there's not. It's not a 2 or 4 year program.
Okay.
It is a professional certificate program.
Okay.
So
all right, now, I may just have my, yeah, I may have my mom help me or something pay all at once, and then I could work on, like, paying her back, or, so, but it's only a thousand less if you don't take installments.
Right.
Okay, all right. The pricing's fine, as long as it's not, like, 50,000 or something, because I know even some of the camps that have guaranteed jobs, you actually have to pay the camp over like a 3 year period or such, or you can end up owing them like $70,000 or something. So, yeah, I mean, that sounds, and well, I know some boot camps go from like 3,000. Well, yeah, you are paying kind of also for the name of Columbia, I'm sure. All other edX courses cost about 15 grand, or is it really Columbia has that pricing name brand associated?
You know, every course is going to have its own price as far
as
it goes for the university.
I bet.
Courses running comparative 2 hours, I'm seeing anywhere between $12,000 and $20,000.
Okay. Nice.
A lot of the good knowledge comes in. You kind of walk through where you may want to apply, have a game plan.
Okay.
And coaches do work with staffing with companies all over the U.S. So
cool.
Definitely a lot of our opportunities come from, you know, listening to them, having that, you know, kind of experience. Now, the last piece, though, is we do have career days and demonstration days.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a good number of our students have job offers before they leave.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about the association with Columbia? Will I have any access in any way to Columbia's network of career service / I guess like admission or networking co-ops, you know? Right, and the School of Engineering, like, will I be a part of the School of the FU school, I believe?
Yeah, so what I'm saying about that is, no, you don't really have access to undergrad career support or anything. One reason for that is, I'm not saying it wouldn't be helpful, I mean, I'm sure it's helpful, but, you know,
of course.
We designed this whole boot camp to focus on tech and to focus on jobs. research. Yeah. We get to start things, found that the causes weren't getting it done, right? You know,
instead yeah.
of helping students get into tech. And so, you know, our career services are just focused on getting people into cyber. You know, it is a combination between the course, so it's not just like courses at X, you know what I mean? And, you know, so it's definitely just a part of, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is our career services are focused on that as opposed to, you know, general career resources, which are, you know, not as experienced with getting people tech jobs.
And do you have to pay for the course at the beginning of the services, or do you pay at the end of the 6 months?
Are you talking about the pay in full?
Yeah. Yeah, pay in full.
Yeah, you do that the day before class. When all the billing kicks in for any of the plans. So it's $1,000 sale, not a refundable deposit to secure your spot. That's between now and May, you know, to make sure you get in the course. And then the day before class, that's when the rest of them kicks in. So if you paid in full, if you do May 7th, or if you did the 6 months of the 24 months, the billing would begin on May 7th.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything more I can, I guess, gauge based on career. Very big fit. I mean, as you know, the tech isn't in the best shape, given, maybe it's doing great, but I know, like, every firm cut 5%, and they're thinking of cutting maybe 5% more. I know Facebook definitely is. But what type of companies would I look to work into? Is it more private or public sector with cyber? I know there are so many different jobs, but at the same time, how many are there at the moment in general? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the biggest growth fields. Like I said, it's competitive, yeah. But it's growing. That's kind of, yeah. You know, it's not the irony of it, but part of it is, too, you know, this is a specific skill set. So you do have to kind of have the knowledge. You've got to be able to sit down and do the system. So
yeah.
A lot of it comes in is, you know, being able to pass the technical interview and go through that process, kind of showing that you do have the skill set, you know. But typically, companies we work with, it's companies like Apple, Google, Chase Bank, GM. Sometimes it is governmental positions too, you know, like the Department of Veteran Affairs or the DOD.
Yeah.
But it really does range, you know. A lot of times it is. You know, bigger companies who have a lot of data to protect. You know, they're, you're one small part of a big team helping face
yes.
cybersecurity threats. But often it is kind of mixed. Sometimes people want to do contract position, like you said, kind of add it on to what they already do. Or, you know, people may be looking for full-time work, whether in their area where they can drive or online.
And networking intra-industry, do you provide like companies where the resources or management is familiar but not associated with your brand or not brand college? Do you have former students as far as doing networking that previous people who took? How long has this course been around? Do you have a vast network of graduates?
Yeah, so we've been around since 2019. January,
oh, okay.
Before we did our pilot before COVID.
Yeah.
As far as it goes, though, you know, there is a lot of networking. I talked about going through. It's easy to reach out to other people in the course. As far as alumni kind of assisting with that, I wouldn't necessarily say so. You know, most of our students are working or not necessarily that's a model for them coming back and helping with network. So I wouldn't think so. One thing as far as the teachers for the course, though, is that they are cybersecurity professionals.
So that's good.
Going through there, like you're getting real world kind of.
But you won't be with them in person, so they won't know you like in depth, I guess. They'll just know your like name on their roster.
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of opportunities where you talk about companies, you know, helping get your foot in the door. Like I said, we don't have internet, you know, guaranteed internship. But
okay.
It is a lot of opportunities we have to get your foot in the door.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything you could send me based on the career advisory, career services, career pipeline, and networking opportunity and sources, all of that I would love in an email. If I think you have it because I provided it. And then I guess just send the bill and the pay. And if me and my mom think that it is something that I can really get a job in and succeed at, then we should be sending payment definitely before May. So.
Yeah, let's go over the rest of the stuff for the course, and I'm happy to send it to you. As far as, you know, speaking of May, we do come on a first-come, first-start basis. So we are kind of on track to fill May, obviously before April. So that's
a okay. Yeah, I mean, I would do it soon enough if it was urgent, but again, like those career materials, that accounts, I would say, for like 300 to 500% of the decision, as in that one point is like 5 or 10 times way more severe than any other aspect that I, because, you know, what is anything without something, and I need it out of it, or it would be for naught, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I think other things about the course you just kind of need to know. Okay. Through, is that you do get a choice and voucher of CompTIA certification exam at the end. That's definitely something we found that it's important to employers to be certified.
Oh, yeah. I would expect that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was important. So you get to choose between Security Plus, Network Plus, Linux Plus, Cloud Plus, and Server Plus.
Excellent. The five fields.
So those will be good. You choose between one of the five to get a free voucher, but you learn all of them within the course.
Oh, beautiful. I thought you had to pick one.
As far as next steps, after you pay your deposit, if you want to pay in full, that's fine. You wouldn't have anything else until May 7th.
Yeah.
But after you pay your $1,000 deposit, we send you all of the software, as well as about 5-10 hours worth of pre-work. Now, the software for the course, everything you need. There's no extra fees or textbooks, but you do have to have your own computer or laptop, you know, to take the course on.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so definitely just kind of think about that and double check the specs for your computer as you're going through that email.
Yeah, it's a brand new Mac, so it'll be fine.
Okay, so does it have the M1 or the M2 chip on it? Do you know?
M1.
So, unfortunately, the M1 and the M2 chip don't work for the visualization of the course.
So, Macs aren't good? Well, it is a MacBook
Air.
Not
the brand newest ones, unfortunately.
The newest ones aren't sufficient. Wow. Steve Jobs would be rolling over. But no, I'm kidding. I have the older Macs, too.
But it is kind of that situation where now we're having conversations with about it. You know, our tech team, we've been talking through it the last,
then what do I need to get going?
I mean, really, do you have a spare computer, an older computer, anything else you could use since besides the brand new one?
Yeah, an older one with a broken keyboard with like a plug-in for accessibility.
How old is it?
2015. Walmart. Like similar specs. 2015.
Okay. Well, I would say maybe check both.
Hasn't the M1 been around for like 20 years? Or?
Sorry, the M1?
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest with you, but I don't think that it's in any of the older Macs. I just know that they're in the newest ones. So
very strange.
Go through with, you know, I don't know if 2020 is old enough. I think it might be, though, but I know like 2019, I've had kids with the 2019 computers, but. Just about the newest ones.
Well, I did get it about a year and a half ago, and it was already a year old when I got it then. So, I should say 2 year old.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing to, you know, walk through that. Let me see if there's anything else. As far as things you'll need to do as well, is our assessment. I mentioned that a little bit, but it is 30 things online. It is free. It's not trying to test your cyber knowledge, we discussed, but you do need a 70 or above on it. So let's see, as you talk to your support system, kind of walk through that. You know, give us about 40 minutes and walk through the assessment to get that knocked out. Now, after the assessment, it's going to pop open the pay in full for the 6 month plan. You can put in your deposit in as soon as you're ready. The only the one that is an extra step would be the 24 month if you decide you want to apply to that.
24 month. Oh, is that the one with guaranteed jobs?
No, I'm talking about the payment plan to pay it back over
to. Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah. And to your point about guaranteed jobs, you know, speaking of that, like, yeah. I've been in a program before that guaranteed jobs, it took 4 years. You know what I mean? And then the job was unpaid, and at the end, it didn't lead to anything. So, you know, not saying guaranteed for all of it.
Wait, are you saying that happened to you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been in programs before where it's guaranteed job and it's unpaid. I mean, so like it's definitely not a
no clue.
But sense, right? Like, looking at it this way, at this point I would rather invest my own money and pay something back that's gonna be really may take longer and it's guaranteed like smaller position, you know.
I just need work though. So just need
that system to kind of think through, but
need a job.
You know, it takes a lot of time to get guaranteed positions, a lot of, you know, multiple interviews, like years of training.
No, I know, but some like boot camps either formally guarantee or don't make you pay until they help you find work, so they're also more incentivized to do it. You know, but they're also not Columbia.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, is it a guaranteed job in the field of cyber making?
A lot of them lie, you know, I mean, but I have heard enough personal success stories. Like 100% of the people I know that did, 75% of the people that I know I did it had vast success. Not that they found the dream job, but they may have found far better pay, more quicker than they could have imagined. I think so. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So it's definitely a good thing to do. As far as boot camps go, they're one of the best ways to get into the field. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is there any other questions? I think I've went over most everything that's included. There's some, you know, academic support going through. We do have free tutoring.
Okay.
We also have open office hours with the professors. And we have a group chat with everyone in there. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what you're going through, too. It's just all that support.
Okay. All right, cool.
Now, are you willing to take the assessment? I'll send you both the emails, or I can just send you the About Our Program. But we do like to see those back, typically, in a couple of days. So I'll probably give you a call Monday or Tuesday to check in and see how that went.
That's fine. How long does the assessment take again? Like an hour?
It's just 40 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
40 minutes to an hour, you should be good.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Well, I appreciate talking to you today.
Yeah, you too.
I'll give you all the stuff so you read over it. The
perfect.
The curriculum in there has a lot of our partners. That's where a lot of the job stuff is too when it shows that. So don't forget to click in that link.
Yeah.
And let me know if you have any questions in the meantime. Is it okay to reach out on Monday?
Sorry, it's my birthday is next week, so I just have to make sure.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you, sir.
March birthday.
Yes, spring baby. let's make it Tuesday, just because.
Okay. Yeah, any particular time, I usually reach out around lunch, but I can also, you know, put you somewhere else.
Lunch, I'm not sure if you're Eastern time.
What? It's between 12 to 1 is when I call out to people up to send tests to.
12 Eastern time?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the East Coast?
I'm not.
Yeah.
But I work.
No, I thought the accent was like Arkansas or something.
Right. Yeah, no, it's I live in the South.
Beautiful. Yeah, I have family in Georgia, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is that good for you around that time, or do you need a different time?
Could we do a, 11, please?
Okay. Yeah. I will do that. I'll put you there.
Thank you.
If you have any questions in the meantime, just feel free to respond to the email, or my extension is going to be on there, too. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. I'll look forward
to
that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad to get to talk to you, Alex. You have a good rest of your weekend. Talk to you soon.
All right. Very good. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too.
Bye. One awkward more than saucer, the next. It's a move by Dalatol instantly chest. We're on the road to nowhere. Come on inside. We're taking that ride to nowhere. We'll take that ride. I'm feeling okay this morning. And you know, we're on the run to paradise. Here we go. Here we go. We're on the rise, you know well. Come on inside. Taking that ride, you know well. We'll take that ride. Maybe you wonder where you are. I don't care. Here is where time's on our side. Take you there. Take you there. We're on the road to nowhere. We're on the road to nowhere. Sit down, city mind, come along and take that ride. And that's alright. It's alright. It's very far away, but it's growing day by day. It's alright, baby, it's alright. Would you like to come along? You can help me sing a song. And that's alright, baby, it's alright. They can tell what you do, but they'll make you a fool. It's sitting on my mind. Come along, take a ride. It's alright, baby. It's very far away, but it's growing day by day. And that's alright. Baby, it's alright, yeah. Would you like to come along and help? And help sing a song. And it's alright, baby. It's all they can't tell you what to do, but they make a fool of you. It's alright, baby, it's alright. By the road to nowhere. We're on the road to nowhere. We're on the road.